From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. With the possibility that Republicans in Congress will regroup to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, parents of some children with life-threatening illnesses are paying close attention. As Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, before Obamacare, many parents of kids with terminal illnesses had to choose between life-prolonging treatments or hospice care.
2-year-old Adeline Landrum lays on a blanket on the floor of her living room watching cartoons.
So what's she doing?
Who is that? Who is that?
Say what's going on.
Adeline is connected by tubes to a home respirator, a cough machine, and a pulse oximeter on a medical cart. She has a genetic disease called spinal muscle atrophy that makes it hard for her to move, breathe, or eat on her own.
She doesn't have a very good swallow, so I have to keep it out to help prevent her from aspirating it into her lungs. Pretty much just kind of listen to her when it starts to build up in her mouth, the suction. So some days it can be quite often, and some days just every now and then.
That's her dad, Robert Landrum. Her parents were able to get her life-prolonging treatment and home-based hospice care through Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Adeline's hospice team includes a home nurse, Wendy Rice, who visits the house weekly, a chaplain, a bereavement specialist, and a social worker. They help the family with all sorts of things, including preparing for the possibility that Adeline might die. Rice says before the law took effect, families like Adeline's had to choose either this kind of home-based hospice care or life-saving treatment, which for Adeline includes her ventilator and feeding machines.
So as you can imagine, not a lot of families were willing to give up everything to have the support that hospice offered.
When Rice visits the family in Jacksonville, she checks in on Adeline's progress on a new medication that's helped her regain some movement.
Squeeze my finger. Ow!
She likes that. That is
good
pain. Scratch your face.
That's so hard.
She's also on call 24/7 to help in case of an emergency. Adeline's dad says Rice was at their house every day after she was diagnosed and put on life support.
When we first came home, I don't know what we would have done without hospice. We would have probably gone back to the hospital and stayed there for a couple of times.
He works by day as a cook at Chili's restaurant and helps feed Adeline every 4 hours throughout the night. Adeline's mom, Kelly Hawkins, stays home all day to care for her daughter.
There's still that fear that pushes its way into the back of your mind, like this disease can throw sucker punches and just at any time could take her from us.
Adeline has 2 brothers, and the hospice workers have helped them all talk through all possibilities. Most infants with her diagnosis make it less than a year without intervention.
Not only are we preparing them for death and to make the most out of life, we're also helping them navigate all these different things that they've got going on.
Hawkins says she worries that any changes to health care might mean that Adeline could lose the Medicaid-funded hospice support that allows her to live with her family. This is a critical moment because, actually, Adeline is getting better. She started taking a new, first-of-its-kind drug called Spinraza, and it's allowing her to regain some movements she lost.
She did not have a grip. Every time I go, she can grip harder, she can do more things, she can move her hands more quickly.
Adeline's dad is hoping for a full recovery.
Yeah, I mean, I hope one day, you know, she's be a normal person. She won't need any of this stuff. Yeah, I mean, eventually maybe she might not ever be able to walk, but, I mean, you know, you don't never know.
The Arkansas Department of Human Services says 40 kids in the state got concurrent hospice and life support care in 2017. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.